It's sometimes it's difficult to really talk about our mission because, you know, our kids come from abuse and neglected families. And when that happens, sometimes kids can get into trouble. Not that a lot of our kids do, but some of them do. So there's that perspective. And, you know, we're here today to talk about foster care and Foster Care Month. It's the same thing. You look at kids that are in the foster care system, so many of them, when they go from one family to another, it just, you know, it, you know, imagine yourself if you were in that environment. You know, well, this family gave up on me. I'm with another family. This family gave up on me. So, you know, we're very interested in finding families that are willing to take in foster kids. And that's why we brought Mark Holiday in, who's our foster care, whatever. What's your title anyway?
It's a foster care and adoption supervisor.
Well, there you go. Mark Holiday with us this morning from Teaching Family Homes. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
And when we talk about the foster care aspect of it, how big of a role is that in coordinating what you do with Teaching Family Homes?
Well, it's an important role for the kids that we have and the kids in the community. Like Rich said, lots of kids for one reason or another don't have families, and the foster care program is kind of a program where it's a temporary stay for the kids as they're moving into a permanent home, either back with their own families or onto adoption.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably an effort for you to find a certain I guess consistency, maybe, that they haven't had, or some, at least a certain routine or something to fall into, because that falls into the overall effort of what you're doing.
Right, right. The kids need a good, consistent environment, a caring environment, and foster families are able to provide that for them, and that's what the kids want.
Mark, let's talk a little bit about that in terms of someone that may be interested in being a foster care provider, a foster family, foster. What are some of the criteria that you're looking at there with that?
Well, the main criteria, I guess, Walt, is to find someone who's willing to open up their homes and their hearts to these kids. Foster parents can be married, they can be single, they can own their own home, they can rent. So the criteria is pretty open.
Probably a good way to get involved would be contact the agency and see what you guys may be looking for too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have lots of information that we can share in the whole licensing process and what's involved.
Over the last several months, I've talked with Rich about this in particular with the agency, but from your perspective, really what you're trying to give these kids something maybe that they haven't had, or they've had very little of it, of that maybe some of the things that we take for granted of having a stable home life or what it may be. How important is that with foster care as a key in getting these kids comfortable with the idea of some of these concepts of family and things like that they may not have had before?
It's very important. The kids that come into foster care are looking for predictability and a stable environment, a stable family, where things are consistent. And a lot of kids in foster care have been in many different placements, and that's kind of sad.
And that's the challenge too, because maybe just somewhere where they're getting comfortable, something happens and they're uprooted again.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that has a profound effect on the kids throughout their life.
Now, Rich, if people want to find out more about not only the foster care options and things that you're doing at Teaching Family Homes, what's probably some of the best ways to get a hold of you?
You know, teachingfamilyhomes.org, our website, completely done over. It's a great resource for a lot of information on there. You can find it on foster care, or you can call us at 249-5437. You know, Mark talked about some of, you know, a lot of our kids, they age out, so we have them maybe up until that age. When they age out, if they don't have a family, it's amazing what the statistics are for kids like that age, if they age out of foster care, not even necessarily our facility. 40% will be homeless or couch surfing by the time they're 18. Mm. And, you know, that's one of those hidden things that we don't see. But when you look around this community, those things really happen.
It's there, yeah.
So, you know, I know there's a lot of perception about, well, gee, we don't have time for foster care. But even to give us a call to learn a little bit more about it, we found the foster parents that really do take on becoming a foster care. It can be very rewarding. And you're not just given a child, Mark, isn't that correct? I mean, you have certain choices about a child and what that process is.
Right. We'll match up a child with a family as best as we can.
I think a good way maybe to wrap this up, Mark, is just from your perspective, for someone that might be listening this morning that's considering being a foster parent or whatnot, why should they look into it?
You know, it's very important to, in our society as a whole, to take care of the kids. I think that's a mission that everyone should have. And these are the kids who need the help. I would recommend, if people are interested or want to find out some more information, to visit our website. You can get online and Google Foster Care Month, and there's a lot of information about being a foster parent. And we don't want anyone to just jump into this.
Give it some consideration, but it is worthwhile if you take the time to do it.
Absolutely.